Okay, today Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So we already discussed what made Tilton of Ma'aser Sheni different than Tilton of Truma, where we pointed out that even though generally speaking Truma is more Chamor than Ma'aser Sheni, when it comes to certain halachos, Ma'aser Sheni is more Chamor than Truma, when it comes to Tilton and when it comes to Karshinim. So now Mishnah Dalid is going to talk about where we see that when it comes to Karshinim, Ma'aser Sheni is more chamer than truma. Karshinim are what we call vetch. So karshinim ma'aser sheni achlut simchonim. Karshinim that are ma'aser sheni, you're allowed to eat wellness when the stalks are moist and soft. Because if you let it ripen and you let it stay for too long, it will turn very hard and it will become inedible. And therefore, you're causing the ma'aser sheni to be nifsad because there's nothing you're going to be able to do with it once it's inedible. You're not allowed to feed it to a behema, and it's not going to be ra'ui for achila for an Adam. So, however, the halacha by Truma is not so strict. When you have karshinim of Truma, you're allowed to keep it and let it harden. The Mishnah now has two other halachos that relate to karshinim of Ma'aser Sheni, and there are issues also where Karshinim are different than regular Ma'aser Sheni. V'nechnasim liYerushalayim v'yotzin, meaning regular Ma'aser Sheni, once you bring it into Yerushalayim, you can't take it out of Yerushalayim. But Karshinim of Ma'aser Sheni, you could bring into Yerushalayim and you could bring it back out of Yerushalayim, because really it's primarily meant for animal feed and really shouldn't be chayiv in Ma'aser Sheni to begin with. So it shouldn't really even have the status of Ma'aser Sheni. Its entire status is only midrabanan. So since its entire status is only midrabanan, the rabbanan were mekel, that you could bring it in and out of Yerushalayim. Now, generally speaking, when Ma'aser Sheni becomes Tameh, you're allowed to be poda it for money, and then the money will take on that Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. However, Nitmu'u, if let's say the Karshinim of Ma'aser Sheni became Tameh, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yischalku L'Isos, you're not allowed to be poda it. So what do you do with it? Rabbi Tarfon is worried that if you're poda it, then you're going to feed it to animals, because that's what you normally do with Karshinim. And since the halach is that, items of Kedusha are not allowed to be, you're not allowed to be poda in order to be machal lebehema, so he doesn't want you to be poda it. So what do you do if you can't be poda? Yischalku l'isos. You should divide it into tiny little portions that are smaller than a kibetza and mix them with existing tahar doughs. So once you mix it with the tahar dough, it's going to become batel barov, so you're not going to have to worry about that, about it itself, nor will it be metame anything else, because it's in a volume that's pachas mikabetza, and anything that's pachas mikabetza is not going to have the capacity to be metame anything else. V'chachamim omrim yipadu, and the chams say that you could just redeem it, just like you could redeem any ma'aser sheni that becomes tame. You're not allowed to redeem things that, in order to be machil lebehema, yeah, that's when it's something that's a food that's normally eaten by humans. But if it's a food that's never eaten by humans anyway, then you're allowed to be poda to be machil lebehema. Now the Mishnah talks about, and what about karshinim of truma? Now we said that generally speaking, before you touch truma, you have to do netilas yadayim. So there is a machlokas whether the same is true when it comes to karshinim. So v'shel truma beishamei amrim shorin v'shafin b'tahara. Beishamei says that you can, when you soak the karshinim, or you rub it on your skin, then it has to be all done b'tahara. You have to wash your hands before doing any of that. But umachilim b'tuma, when you're feeding it to animals, you don't have to wash your hands first, because even though it doesn't have the same chumras as regular truma, the chacham were strict that when you use it for yourself, at least you should still do netilas yadayim before handling it. But Beis Hillel, which is based on the Beis Hillel shita, holds that that we could be a little more makel, because generally speaking, something only becomes tame if it's first hukshar lekabel tuma. Ubeisilam shorin betahara v'shafen machilin betuma. Yes, when you soak it, you have to do it betahara. You have to do it this time first, because while you're soaking it, you're being machshir lekabel tuma. And yet, if you're handling it at the same time, you're actually being metame it. But you're allowed to rub it on your skin, and you're allowed to feed it to an animal even without netilas yadayim. And then Shamayom, or a third shita, Shammai himself, previously we quoted the Beis Shammai. Shammai himself says that you can touch the vetch without doing Netilas Yadayim. Ye achlut sarid, but it should be fed to animals only when it's totally dry, meaning a person is not allowed to use it in any way that's going to make it obvious that you're making it tame. So since it can become tame once it's wet, if you're using it when it's wet and you didn't do Netilas Yadayim, it would look like you're making it tame. And if it's dry though, then it's not obvious that you're making a tameh. And then a fourth opinion, Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol maseh en betumah. Anything that you do with karshinim is not a problem. You don't have to do it until zidayim. It could be handled betumah because the whole status of truma on this item is only midrabanan anyway. So the rabbanan made no such gzeira or takana that you have to wash your hands before handling these karshinim. Now Mishnah, hey, what do you do if you have meiser sheni coins that becomes mixed in and with other coins that are not Meister Sheni, and you're unable to identify what is what? So most chulin, most Meister Sheni shenis bazru. If let's say they spilled all over the place, you had a box of two pushkas, one with Meister Sheni coins and one with regular coins, and they both spilled all over the floor, and you can't see which coins came from which pushka. So masha liket the Meister Sheni. When you pick them up one by one, you could pick up whatever the amount that was Meister Sheni, and assume that those are the Meister Sheni coins. Until you picked up enough that equals the full amount of Meister Sheni, Vashar Chulin, and then the rest of the coins you should treat as Chulin. In Bala Vachafan, but if they all get mixed in together and you take handfuls of them at a time, you're not taking one by one, then Lefi Cheshbon. Then if, let's say, it was 50-50, half of the money was Meister Sheni and half of the money was Chulin, so for each handful, you should assume 50% of what's in your handful is Meister Sheni and the other 50% is Chulin. Zaklal, Hamaslaktim LeMeister Sheni, VaHanivlalim Lefi Cheshbon. That when you're picking them up one by one, then you can assume that the first items that you're picking up are in fact the Meister Sheni, but when they're all jumbled together, they're all mixed together, then you assume that it's based on whatever percentage is actually Meister Sheni, so the percentage of each handful is going to be Meister Sheni as well. So to quickly review what we learned today, Mishnah Dalet was all about Karshinim of Meister Sheni as well as Karshinim of Truma. So we said Karshinim of Meister Sheni can be eaten only when they're still soft, you're not allowed to let them harden. And we're makel though that you could bring them in and out of Yerushalayim. If they become Tameh, Rabbi Tarfon says, you should not be Poda'it, rather divide it up into small pieces of Pachas Mikabetza and mix it with other doughs, whereas the Chum say you can be Poda'it. Karshinim of Truma, we had four different Sheetos. Beishamai says, you're allowed to soak it and rub it on your skin only after doing Netilas Yadayim, but you could feed it to animals without doing Netilas Yadayim. Beis Hillel says you have to do Netilas Yadayim before soaking it, but you can rub it on your skin and feed it to animals. B'tumah. But Shammai himself says that you can only handle it or do anything with it when it's totally, totally dry with it, without Netilas Yadayim. Rabbi Akiva says that you don't have to worry about Tumah at all. That you can disregard the halachas of Tumah or any gzeiros relating to Tumah when it comes to Karshinim. Then Mishnah Hey, we spoke about what happens if you have Meister Sheni money that gets mixed in with regular money. So we said a basic rule. If you're picking up the coins one by one, you can assume that that one by one, the first ones that you're picking up are all the Meister Sheni money. And if you're picking up handfuls at a time, then you assume proportionally you're picking up the percentage that was Meister Sheni. Okay, but as Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnayos Vavenzayin.